Second pick in the first round last year, Harry Mackay will miss 12 weeks because of a stress fracture in his back. Andrew McKay is the head of football at Carlton. Very confusing, but he's on the line. Melbourne's home of footy, of course. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Mark. You've done that very well. I congratulate you on your start.
It was bloody hard to get my head around with the McKays and the Mackays, but can you tell us the latest with the lad?
Yeah, certainly. We had a intra-club game here on Saturday, and he pulled up a little bit sore. He's had a little bit of a stiff back a couple of days before that. And so we scanned him on Saturday, which revealed a stress reaction in his lower back, and then we had a CT done on him this morning, which just confirmed that stress reaction. So now we're being ultra conservative with a young boy like this, and Harry's still growing too. So I think these young boys are still growing. Need to be very careful with stress reactions like this. So we're taking a conservative approach and just pulling him out of any exercise for a couple of weeks, and he'll build up slowly after that.
Do you see that as a pretty big blow to the first half of the year, considering he was still growing and wasn't quite right? You seem to be alluding to there that he wouldn't have played too often early in the season, but was it a bit of a blow?
Yeah, half. I mean, anyone that gets injured, particularly over any length of time like this, is a real blow. He's just starting his journey. I was talking to him Saturday night and, trying not to let him get too despondent, because I think he's got a long career here and this will just be a little blimp in that long career. But certainly, obviously, a bit of a shock for someone coming into the system to be standing on the sidelines for 10 or 12 weeks.
That's no good for him. What about Jacob Wiedering? How did he enjoy his first hit out last week against the Bombers? It was pretty impressive from my eye, but did he enjoy being out there and after all the hype in the off-season?
He did. Certainly, he's a pretty cool, calm, collected sort of young man, very mature young man. Certainly, as you saw, he played quite well, and which is promising for us, and certainly great for the members to see him play well in his first hit out. But he's still got a lot to learn and still got some developing to do. But hopefully, he'll do that quite quickly, and we'll see a number of games.
Were you a bit bemused by some of the commentary after that game in regards to the opportunity perhaps lost in some people's eyes for the Carlton to really brand themselves as a developing team in front of their members and the Old Faithful and at the stadium there last weekend? A bit bemused considering the stage of the pre-season?
Because we had a plan right from the word go with the NAB Challenge and put in a reasonably experienced team against the Hawks to give the experienced guys a bit of a hit out, and then we needed to get some games into certainly the young guys and particularly the draftees. And we thought, to be honest, that we'd really give Essendon a show with the team that we had in. But a number of players didn't play up to the standard that we would have expected, and therefore we got severely beaten. So it was disappointing having the loss. But certainly the speculation around it after, we didn't think it was an opportunity lost at the time, because we thought that team would actually perform a lot better than it did.
Long-term thinking clearly the way to go for many of us here at 1116 SEN. Andrew, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Pleasure, Mark.
Andrew McKay there, the head of footy at the